anyone here had a threesome?
Of course, yes, gay people in the house. Where are you? Where are you?
There? Sir? Sir, right? Okay, what's your name?
Udeshya.
That's like not the vibe I want in a threesome. Can you imagine a threesome? It's already a lot of work and then I have to know how to pronounce Udeshya. Shay, that's the vibe of a threesome, Shay. Shay is a threesome vibe. Great, Shay, can I, do you want to talk? Can we talk about your threesome?
Sure.
Great, Shay. So was it like male, 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 female, male, female, female, male, 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 female? Which one?
What do you think?
I don't think. That's why I'm asking. I think very less, Shay. I think very less. You will find out throughout the show how less I think.
MMM. And MMM.
MMM and MMF. Amazing. You guys know what that is?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Intellectual people in the crowd. So which one was your like favorite? MMM or MMF?
MMM
was his favorite. That's crazy. You know why that's crazy, Shay? Because I would never trust all of these men to get the job done, you know? Were they gay men or straight? They were obviously gay. Oh yeah, see, I think very less. I do trust gay men to get the job done. So MMMMM, so it was like a train.
Yeah.
I just want to know, were you leading the train or were you... You look like a leader to me. I feel like you would be leading the train.
I was in the middle.
You were in the middle? I was going to say that, yeah. You look like... Are you drinking Diet Coke right now? That's what you were doing in the threesome. You were just having the Diet Coke and just vibing in the middle. So how does, was it really a train? I know it's called a train when multiple men are involved. So it's called a train, right? That's what people in Vienna say. It's a train. It's a train.
I didn't.
You didn't know that? Well, you can learn something in this show. Yes. So MMM, did you orgasm in this train threesome? You orgasm? It was hard not to? Wow. I would think it's very hard to orgasm when so many people are doing the work. Must be very chaotic. Like you need a group, you need a project leader. You need a project leader when you have to organize a team of people to get the job done. Like you need, all right, okay. Anyone else, your parents had nicknames for your genitals?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
What?
Billo.
Don't want to talk to that side. That's f***ing tacky. Okay. Anyone else?
Lila, how much is that?
Yeah.
Bill Bull.
Bill Bull? Join them. Anyone else?
Lulu.
Huh?
Sita.
Tosita.
Cosita.
Oh, this sounds like Costa Coffee to me. Cosita. Is that Spanish?
It might be.
It might be. Why don't you figure that out and tell us in the second half? Was this is cosita, you said? Cosita.
Cosita, si.
Cosita, si. What does that mean? Penis or vagina?
Both.
Does anyone understand this language? Over there, we have one person from...
Hey.
Yeah, connect. Great. What language is this?
It means little things.
It means little things. Sir, hi. You're cosita, si. Should she give you a full course?
She's coming up.
Shut the fuck up now. And I think men should never do that when they're getting a blowjob, unless they have the consent of the partner. What do you guys think?
Period.
It's great. You got your period? Okay. It's late. You can always get an abortion. That's fine. She already did. That's TMI. Now you're saying sorry after telling a room full of strangers your friend had an abortion. She's not a nice friend.
I should call her off.
You should call her off, whatever that means. I think you should do that.
I dragged her to your show.
You dragged her to the show?
Yeah.
All right. I will continue now, okay? Can situationship turn into real love?
No.
I also think so. Who wrote this down? There you go. Situationship, and you want it to become real love.
I want it.
but not now.
You wanted it, not now. That's how you find love. You gotta stop wanting it. Yeah, you just gotta focus on yourself, on your life, on your goals, on your careers, on your dreams, and then some motherfucker will smell it and come and ruin it. You. That's how you find love, you know. Just focus on yourself, and they will come and destroy it. I promise. Do long distance relationships work? No. Grow up. You're an adult. This is 2025. Next. As a brown person, interesting. As a brown person in a white dominated country, all these white boys want to me. No one wants to love me. How do I make them fall in love with me? Wow, that you just went from being a victim to a psychopath. I feel that graph was intense. Do you want to say who wrote this down? Oh, there. Oh, there. Oh, oh. Adarsha. Adarsha. The one with the train. Shay, all these white men wanna fuck you, but they don't wanna love you. Why do you wanna be loved by a white man specifically? You know they are not so nice at loving, right?
Is that your advice?
Is that my advice? I don't know. Do you want this to be the advice? Because then it can be. You didn't think this through when you wrote it down, right? You didn't think. All right. No, okay. So all the white men wanna fuck you, like all of them. Some of them.
Some. Few.
Very few. No. Few or very, you say few, I say very few. Potato, potato, whatever. Let's say very few want to fuck you, okay?
No, but say few.
Let's say few, fine, Tom. Shay, let's say few wanna fuck you, but you want at least one of them to love you. At least one. Has no white man ever loved you?
They've gotten close.
What is close?
What do you mean? Like,
huh?
What do you mean?
What do you mean? This is what you, Shay. Come on. He's what? He's Ori at this point.
Yeah.
Okay, next. Okay, now we have to stick to that. They don't know. I can't give them so much cultural reference. Okay. We have to respect the white men in the room. They're very few and we have to respect them.
Respect me.
Respect you. Respect you. What's your name?
Kev.
F.
Kev.
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 Kev now. What?
Kev for Kevin.
K for, let's call you Tom Part 2. How do you want my respect?
Oh, I've got your respect.
You're saying you've got my respect?
Yeah, because you're privileged.
Because I'm privileged. No, I don't respect you. You don't give a fuck. Then stop talking in the middle of my show if you don't give a fuck. You want attention, I feel you.
No, I don't.
How? You don't? I feel like you do. Do you want attention or not?
With you, mate. Yeah.
With me? Maybe, yeah. Oh, look at you reaching out of your range. I like that. Because a minute ago, you didn't give a fuck. And now with me, you want attention. What's your... Kev, okay. And what's your age? 63. Hi, Grandpa. How's your Sosolito doing? Great, I believe that. You're very handsome.
Thank you.
For Shay, I think that would be a good match. I know you want some loving. You have some loving. He's like your grandson. You can give him some love.
We can shower together.
We can share with him. Oh my
shower.
God. Shower him with love. Shower him with love. I don't want to shower in the shower. I want to watch in the corner. I think that's the best way. All right, Shay, you want... Okay, so some of them have gotten close to loving you. What is close to loving you? What is like close...
Like, you know, you start getting that feeling from someone that they love you, but then they actually do.
All right, get you to get more specific. What's the feeling that you get that like, oh, they're starting to love me, and then you found out that they actually don't? What was this feeling? What was this thing that they did that made you feel like, oh my God, they're starting to love me?
So, Like, you know, they were buying
Shh. Why? Why? What's so funny about this question? What? It's a serious matter, sir. Yes, Che, ignore them.
So like, you know, they buy you nice things.
They buy you nice things.
They're there for you when you need them.
They're there for you when you need them.
Then you go on a vacation.
Then you go on a vacation. Do they pay for the vacation?
No.
You pay.
You go.
That's not love. That's not love if you pay, Shay. Come on. And then what happened?
I once had a guy write a poem for me.
Once a guy wrote a poem for you? That's beautiful and kind of lame. But that's beautiful. I understand why it might be beautiful for you. And then what happened?
They ghosted me.
They ghosted you after writing a long poem?
Yes.
Oh my God, was he on drugs? That's weird, Cher.
Not right after, there was like a 10-day gap.
10-day gap?
On those 10 days, I was on the vacation.
On 10 days, you were on a vacation. With who? So some guy's writing your poem and you're going on a vacation with some other guy. You're the problem, Cher. I think you're the problem. I think you need to commit, Cher. Commit. All right, next. There's this toxic guy that I'm obsessed with. I finally let him go and chose myself, but the sex was so amazing. Can't seem to get him out of my mind. Sexually. What do I do? Have sex. That was easy. Next. This is an all caps lock. There's a very frustrated person that has written this. Why do British women not like brown men? Because you write this in caps lock for no reason. All this fucking aggression could be the reason that women in general are not attracted. Who wrote this down? Do you want to say it? Very good. Don't say it. Okay? You're the reason every other nice brown man is suffering because of this behavior. I've been dating my boyfriend for 4 years. My parents know he's my best friend. When or how do I tell them we are dating? Do you know? Do you know that you wrote this down? Do you want to say who wrote this? Do you want to say if you wrote this down? Do you want to admit it? Do you want to give us more details?
Yeah, go on.
Oh, there you go. What's your name?
Taj.
Taj. So, 4 years, your parents know he's your best friend. When or how do I tell them? What do you think their reaction is going to be when you tell them that you're dating? You don't know? Then don't tell them. Find out what the reaction would be and then we'll figure out the how, okay? I have so much childhood trauma and he doesn't. Oh, I'm so excited. What's your name? Sarjana. Sarjana, it's a beautiful woman in the front. Beautiful woman, you're also beautiful. Sash, you're beautiful. You're not so beautiful, but you're beautiful. You're amazing, though. I love you. Why did I have to say that? That was weird. Okay, I don't love you, but I like that you exist on this planet. You're beautiful as well. And okay, so is the person with you?
Yes.
Oh, amazing. And he has no childhood trauma.
Absolutely nothing.
Nothing. I don't believe this. What's your name?
Rehan.
All right. Okay, Rehan. Rehan, so what? Like nothing. Your mom never hit you. Your dad never said a bad word. They never fought in front of you.
They think so, no.
Sorry, what? Can you speak more clearly?
No.
No, you can't speak clearly.
It's the British accent.
It's the British accent. Yeah, fuck them. Okay. No, that's sweet. All right. Okay, so no child. So, okay, you want to get married? Then just get married, bro. What's the problem?
Nothing to reflect on the kids, you know? Like, no childhood trauma, a lot of childhood trauma. Like,
you don't have anything to reflect on the kids. Rehan, I think she should run. I think you got a bigger plot. What trauma do you want to reflect on the kids?
The trauma my parents reflected on me.
The trauma that your parents gave you, you want to give it to your kids.
Culture.
Don't have kids, first of all. What trauma did your parents give you, first of all?
You know, brown, Muslim, brought up in Bangladesh, girl, boy, I have a brother.
That makes no sense, first of all. Brown, Muslim, Bangladesh, girl, daughter, brother. That's the childhood trauma. You have a brother.
Yeah, like an older brother.
An older brother. That's your childhood trauma. Oh my God, that is so weird. Okay, why is your older brother a childhood trauma? Because your mom preferred your
brother
over. So now you want to have two kids.
Yeah.
One male, one female. And then you want to make sure you love the guy. And then you like don't give a f*** about your daughter.
You love the girl more and then don't give a f*** about the boy.
What are your thoughts on this? Sorry, what, Rehan?
Ready to leave. Right.
You're ready to leave. Ready to run.
Oh, he's going nowhere. He's dying in this
house. Sometimes your art empowers the wrong people. And that's just the burden I have to live with, you know? I wanted to empower someone who actually needed empowerment, but now run, Rehan, because you're Next, went to an old boys convent boarding school, just 1,000 boys, grade 3 to 12, sharing one school campus where you are not allowed to go out or use phones. Parents always said, get good grades and girls will line up for you. I feel like I have been scammed, by the way. You can adopt this man, I feel. Who wrote this down? Where are you?
Oh, no,
don't adopt him. He's very nice. Okay. What's your name?
Anirudh.
All right. Okay. And you have been scammed because parents said good grades and the girls will line up for you. And now you're single?
Yeah, I'm single right
now. You're single right now. All right. I have to say he's a very decent guy. And I feel like you have a nice, you're doing something good with your career with all the good grades you have.
I'm a lawyer.
You're a lawyer. That's... Look at this. Girls are lining up right now. In this economy, you should use it to your advantage. Are you on the dating apps?
Yes.
Yes. What does it say? Your bio. What does your bio say?
I like dogs, Formula One, and breakfast cereal.
Oh my God, change that bio. Right? I am a lawyer. And you seem to be getting a lot of crowd here. What's your type? Do you have a type? Just a girl would do.
Happy to be involved.
Happy to be involved. With a girl, right? Okay, good. Girls, single girls, make some noise. Anirudh, do you want to show your sexy face to all these single girls? So they have... There you go, single girls. How likely... How... Sorry, what?
Take your top off.
Take your top off. Bio dude, you're gonna get so laid. Do you think they would have said that if you would have said, I love dogs and I love breakfast? No, it's the lawyer thing, it's doing it for you. Do you want to take your top off? No? All right. I think there's a gay man very interested. You've got both the genders interested in you now. And that's the power of justice. Oh, that was so funny. Okay, that was funny. Should I still wait for a straight guy or not? Look, only if the straight guy is Anirudh, you should wait for him. If not, then no. Anirudh, right?
Yes.
Okay. Who wrote this down? Do you want to say? Oh, there you go. Hi, what's your name?
Valentin.
Valentin?
Yeah.
Valentin, amazing. You're waiting for a straight guy.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
You don't know.
I literally have no clue.
You have no clue.
No.
All right. I also have no clue. Can't help you with that one. So you're bisexual or gay?
Still questioning.
Questioning.
Yeah.
All right. I think you need to question yourself a bit more. I feel like you don't have the answers. Don't die, please. Don't die here. Okay, you can die. My dad will take care of it. It's fine. My boyfriend unhelpfully lives in New York and does not... Oh, I thought I threw this away, sorry. My ex is in love with her boss. HR problem, I know. Who wrote this down, do you want to say? Oh, over here. Hi, what's your name?
Vibhuti.
Vibhuti, all right. Your ex, your girlfriend.
Yeah.
Is in love with... Is the girlfriend here? Is the ex here?
Yeah.
Ex is here. All right, ex. And so why, what are you still doing with your ex?
Living together.
Living together. Why? And you're in love with your boss.
Yeah.
Yeah. What does the boss do? Oh, someone asked why. That's what you asked? You said why?
Yeah. Mommy issue.
You're the boss? You're someone's boss.
I'm nosy.
You're nosy, I like you. Nice. What's your name?
Ali.
Ali. All right, I like you, Ali.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
To answer
Ali. I also like you.
To answer Ali's question, I have...
No, my question. What the... It's my question. My show. Yes, go on.
No apparent reason.
No apparent reason you like your boss. All right, what's your problem then if your ex likes her boss?
We just
plan,
like, put tickets, both of us, and I wrote this and she wrote that she's in love with her boss.
Okay, great. No drama to see there. There is no problem. Do you think your boss likes you back?
No, she's married with two kids.
She's married with two kids. All right, there you go. You can have a threesome then. Not with the kids. You guys are disgusting. Obviously not with the kids, with the husband. If he agrees. I'm dating a British girl. I don't understand why they have a mouth full of water. Who wrote this down? Do you want to say who wrote this down? Okay. Oh, what's your name?
Danish,
and what's your girlfriend's name?
Afsana.
Is she here?
Yes.
Okay, Afsana, spit out the water and then talk. So what's the problem? Is there a problem? Can he understand you? Open, like, communication is good?
When I'm really pissed at him, I start speaking really fast, so he doesn't really understand what I'm saying.
I actually think that's a very good strategy. We all should try that. Next. My friend has extremely high standards, but manhunting has become an issue. She's straight, so am I. So the pool is not great. But help me find the love of her life. Hi, you want to find your best friend's love?
Yes.
Of your best friend's life. Why do you want to find the love of her life?
My love life is hopeless.
Your love life is hopeless.
Yeah.
Have you met a beautiful lawyer? There you go, you come to the show, it's not so hopeless anymore. I met my ex for coffee after 6 months of no contact. You lesbians? You? The guy who wants to help her best friend find the love of her life. I'm confused, please help. You, first of all, stay out of other people's business. And then you start making wiser decisions and you're gonna be great, all right? I think that would be amazing. And then you said your ex is an actor.
Yeah.
Have you thought about dating a lawyer? Right here, that's the solution. My girl best friend keeps hitting on my girlfriend. What should I do? Make some noise. Who wrote this down? There you go. What's your name?
Dave.
Beautiful. And your girlfriend is here? And your girl best friend is also here. Girlfriend, what's your name?
Ayushi.
Ayushi, do you know that his best friend is hitting on you?
Yeah.
You know it?
Yeah.
I feel like you said it like you were trying to seduce me. That yeah felt a bit personal. So what do you do when she like hits on you?
So we have a plan that
we are
gonna date once he breaks up with me.
Oh. You have a plan that you are going to date once he breaks up with you. Dave, are you planning to break up anytime soon?
Maybe.
Maybe. Well, I guess then the problem solved itself. Love that. Should I hide the money under the bed? That's where we hide the black money. You know what black money is?
Yeah.
That's where you hide it under the bed. Who wrote this down? Okay, second last one. Why do some men keep texting but never have the balls to ask out? Because they are shy. You know, it's not about, sometimes they're just shy. They're introverts, right?
No.
No? Is there a man who has the answer? Maybe they're not interested in you. Maybe that's why. What do you guys think? Okay. No, you guys have to tell me something because that was it.
You move away. Mom.
What?
You move away.
Move away?
Move away.
Oh my God, please spit the f***ing water out. Nobody understands you. What? I'm so glad I'm leaving this country tomorrow. I think. Yes. Small Willie. Oh, small Willie. Look at that. That Indian woman, she didn't say a single word. She just did this. Okay, that's interesting. Okay, anyone else has a problem that they would like me to address, or was this it?
I make more money than my boyfriend.
You make more money than your boyfriend. That's not a problem. That's power.
He doesn't want to move here.
He doesn't want to move here. Oh, this was the New York one, the one that I threw out.
Yeah.
You're like, have the audacity to ask it again. I love that.
I'm also.
That's why you make more money, babe. You don't take no for an answer. Well, very good. Yes, and and he doesn't want to move here.
Yep.
To London.
Yep.
Why? Because why?
Because he thinks he'll get paid a little bit less here.
He'll get paid less here.
But I'll still make more.
But you'll still make more. That's feminism. That's fine.
I'm also a lawyer.
You're also a lawyer. He doesn't want to move here. That's the problem.
Bye.
She says that there's no problem. Let him stay there. I feel like you should ask, you woman who wants to traumatize their children, adopt her boyfriend. You're a lawyer too? Oh my God, lawyers are crazy. Stop dating them. They are insane. One is single, one is a psychopath, the other is weird. Okay.
Right, thank you so much, London, for coming out. I love you all so much. You guys made this. Thank you so much. The time to ask problems is over now. This was so much fun. Thank you for spending your hard-earned money to come out and support live comedy and culture. You're the reason we can survive.